High school Native American students and their families have long-standing traditions of beading elements of their dress or wearing feathers on their tassels at graduation. This is to publicly honor the graduate in front of family and friends. But school districts in Wyoming don't have policies protecting their right to do that. Wyoming Public Radio's Taylor Stagner reports.
Huda Curry Herrera plays basketball for Laramie High School. He's about to graduate and has a bright future ahead of him.
I know that's my way to college is through sports. With my mom supporting me like big throughout my whole high school career, like in sports, my whole family would show up like from the reservation. I'd have people come down every weekend or whenever we played, and they'd come and watch me. So I'd bring a good crowd to the home games here. So yeah.
He always figured they'd come down to see him graduate, too, and that he would be able to wear a beaded graduation cap and feather during the ceremony. Laramie doesn't have a policy against decorating caps, but stories from other Native students concerned Curry Herrera. Like Navajo and Shoshone Paiute member Alexis White Rock's story.
I asked the principal, I was like, well, it's kind of part of my culture and everybody on my family on my parents' reservation do. And I was really hoping if I could be my cap and put a feather on it, and they said no. And there was no way they were going to allow me to at all. And they said if I did, they would take my cap away from me.
White Rock graduated from Big Piney High School in 2016. She was told she could not bead her graduation cap because the privilege could also be abused. Kids could end up putting offensive or political imagery on their graduation caps instead. Stories like this worried Curry Herrera's mother, Renette Tendor, and his stepfather, Lee Tendor. The family was already trying to decide which skilled beader would embroider Huda's cap.
For me, on my side of the family, all of the ladies in my family are beaders. They all do the beadwork. It holds a high significance. The feather achievement, once you get a certain pinnacle in your life, a step higher, then he receives something, which is the feather.
And both Renette and Lee have many different tribal affiliations. Northern Arapaho, Eastern Shoshone, Pyramid Lake Paiute, Northern Ute. There is a lot to be proud of during Huda's graduation ceremony. Renette is the Native American Program Advisor at the University of Wyoming. She works to boost the University of Wyoming's poor Native enrollment numbers and is making a lot of progress. And with increasing enrollment, Native students will bring families to Laramie. So she went to the school board to help draft a new policy protecting graduation decorations.
And when we talked to the school board, we really talked to them about our UW Native initiatives that are going on campus to increase our Native enrollment. Native student enrollment here on campus numbers are rising here. And that I just encourage them to be mindful that their numbers are also going to rise.
Jubal Yenny is the superintendent of school district number one and has been supportive through the policy drafting process.
I think from our standpoint, this reflects our community. You know, and Laramie has an opportunity that a lot of places in Wyoming do not have, just because, you know, we're not terribly diverse. But for the most part, we try to recognize that we've got different cultures here, and we want to be able to celebrate those.
And while the issue is being tackled in Laramie, House Representative Andy Clifford wants to draft legislation that protects beadwork at high school graduations all over the state.
I want to put it in state statute because we do have Native Americans living across Wyoming in different towns. It's just highlighting the indigenous people of this country and in a way honoring us. And it's nothing political. It's just embracing the diversity of indigenous people.
The policy to protect beadwork at graduation in Albany County should be in place by the end of the summer. In the meantime, Huda was allowed to wear his beaded cap and feather during graduation. Looking down from the stands at the graduating seniors, it was easy to spot Huda with his dangling feather, a symbol of strength and honor. For Wyoming Public Media, I'm Taylor Stackner.